Kemachlekes be'edus, kach machlekes b'chanes. That lamaisa, the machlekes are not identical, but they're totally zeh v'zeh. Shita haynu hach, daminu al kamash molon, shnuyeh d'shemineh shnuyehu, v'lai teme t'noi. There's one more memory regarding Eidus. Amar of Simi Barashi, lo shanu al b'shoi, aval echad aymer kaidam ha'neitzachama, echad aymer achar ha'neitzachama, ikus n'betev. That people make mistakes what time it is, but to make a mistake before sunrise and after sunrise, so that anybody could tell. Shita. At the time of Nate, Edusim Betema. Anami Pshita, Mal Betema Tarvayu Chadim Ilsakam. I would say that it's not a big difference when the sun comes up and right before it comes up. Because really, before the sun comes up, it's just as light out as when the bull of the sun comes up. Right before the sun comes up, the light of the sun is already shining ahead of it. So I would have thought, Hada Ka'ama B'Sechane Tachamab Giluye Havakoi, that he was, I'm not sure how to touch B'Giluye Havakoi, he was like in the, that the sun was in its light was revealed, was open to the world, V'Zahurei B'Amu D'Chazim. And he's seeing the shine, Kamash Malan.
The same number, the same term, before
Nate,
after
Nate,
for the sake of the
process,
so
what do you mean? No, one person saying the sun had come up, and one saying the sun had not yet come up.
So I was. Not the same number.
Yeah, because they didn't have time then. There was no absolute clock.
It was only hours.
They said 2 hours, and say 3 hours into the day. They could tell. Yeah, they could tell. By. Okay, before we finish, we spent the last daf on the side sugya of Eidus. And we learned here in our Gemara basically a chiddush that we try to answer to make the Eidus fit, calls them on that we can. So that we learned basically two things, that with toila mistakes and layadi bivur di arfa, if they walk by a day, we say that they made a mistake in the calendar. And if they're off by an hour or 2 hours each man diyama, his own shita, we title it also in Toyinchi. Now there's a question as to whether this Gemara is talking about Dinei Nefashis only. We know it's talking about Dinei Nefashis. The Gemara said clearly brought the Pasuk Ditzilei Ha'eda. So clearly this Gemara is talking about Dinei Nefashis. What about Dinei Mamon? Excuse me? But what happens if one eighth says it happened the third of the month and one eighth says it happened the fourth of the month? What do we do by Dina in the Fashis? If one eighth says the third of the month and one says the fourth of the month, so then we say that they're Eidus HaMechuvanos and they made a mistake. What would be by Eidus HaDina Imamim? Would we also try? So that's what everyone would say. I figure everyone would say it, right? It's Kavach Haimer. By Dina Nefashis, you make the Eidus similar. You machshir the Eidim. So by Dina Imamim, certainly you should. That would seem to be correct, because in Shulchan Aruch, Hataka says, in Chayshim Mishpat, Siman Lamed, says by Dina Imamim, that we also say, we say exactly the same thing. It's not so posh. The Tzlach asks, the Tzlach here in Asovia asks, he says, 1 minute. Tosis said, why do we say Tovi Bura Diyarcha? So Tosis, in the beginning of the Sugya, said, Ruba de Inchi Avdi de Toi, Bibur Diyarcha. Tosis said, Ruba de Inchi, most people make mistakes with Ibur Diyarcha. And Tosis also said that the Gemara and Sanhedrin learns from here that by Dinei Nefashis you go Basarai. We know Basaruba. So when 1 8 says the second of the month, and one says the third of the month, why do we assume it's a Taz? Because we go Basarai. And right people make a mistake before the Acha. By Mamin, do we go Basarai? No, Ein Hochem B'Mamin Achar Harayt. So it should come out, if Ein Hochem B'Mamin Achar Harayt, it should come out that by Mominus, yeah, it comes out like backwards. By Mominus, we should say that if one eighth said the third of the month and one said the second of the month, that's apostle. Because it's not enough that Roy Vinchitoi be Buridiyacha. If Ein Halkam the Mamun Achar arrived to be Mighty Mamun, then by Mamun we should possibly aid it. Because we can't say Rubidin Chitoi be Buridiyacha. The Taka comes out a little queer that by killing somebody, one eighth says the second of the month, one says the third of the month, we're going to be machshed them. And when they're coming to take mummy from someone, one says the second of the month, one says the third of the month, and you know, mummy achar, right, we should pass them. So that's the way it works out. So that's the way it works out. So Tzlach asks, so how do you know that by dealing mummy, you do the same thing?
How do you know right the mummy? So they write the
explain what that means.
The right is no direct hearing on what happened between the two Balanjim, only hearing what the Edom are
talking. All right, let's see. The stipler says something like that. But wait, your teretz is not enough, because then the question is also Dinei Edis. So how do you know Hochem Ben Dinei Pashtachar Rai? If you only need Eidus.
Someone has to go after Rai.
Eidus. But how do you know by Nefashis you always go after
Rai?
So you only know Hochem Eidus you go after Rai. No?
Oh, so you know
they both
go after
Rai. But the stifler answers that there's a difference between Dinei Maminis and Dinei Nefashis. The difference is that by Dinei Nefashis, we learn out of a pasuk that you need Sheva Chakira. You need the seven questions that we talked about, which day, which month, etc. So those Sheva Chakira is our Gzeres HaKosuv by Dinei Nefashis. By Dinei Mamonis, you don't really need Sheva Chakira. The person is free, they can question the witnesses however they want. If the witnesses say they don't remember which day it was, that within 2 days, then it would also be kosher. So as the stipler says, when we're talking about the Dinei Nefashis, so if not for Rav, not for the fact that Rav people make a mistake, you would be missing the Sheva Chakira. The reason that we accept these Eidim because of Raif is because once we go bust a Raif, so we say we were yaitz to the Sheva Chakira. The Chakira we have to ask, we were Mekayim, because this is an adequate answer for the Chakira. The Chakira, which day, it's enough that one person says the second, one person says the third, because Raif in Shitoi. So the explanation of how it works by Dinei Nefashis is that you have to ask the Sheva Chakira. I did a stira. You say, go for Sarai, it's not considered to be a stira. By Mamin, you don't really need Sheva Chakira. By Mamin, you trust the Eidim. Eidim have a Cheskas Kashra. So by Mamin, we trust Eidim. There's no pasuk you need Sheva Chakira. I, one witness said the second of the month, and one said the third of the month. So that's not enough to take them out of the cheskes kashrus of the Eidim. Because the Eidim are the cheskes that they're kasher. And that cheskes kashrus that the Eidim is kasher, so that remains, because it's possible they made a mistake, before the Ark. So the cheskes kashrus of the Eidim, that remains, because they make mistakes, before the Ark. Why are we might see Mamim? Not because of Rai, because the Chazakah. Because there's a cheskes kashrus that the Eidim have. And we're mighty mummy because of the cheskes kashrus of the Eidim. One said the second of the month, one said the third of the month. And who cares? They both said that Reuven owes Shimon $100. So we give them a cheskes kashrus, we trust them. Do we know if it was the second or the third of the month? We don't know. So they do mustache to each other on something. So what? What? Gravy, even if it was two separate avos, you have to pay anyway. The halacha is, if one eighth says he borrowed money on Sunday, one eighth says on Monday, we're mechayim. Even if they say, mechayim once, they also be mechayim once. So the Varna is that we amasher them because they have a cheskes kashrus, and we don't care about raiv. Without raiv, a cheskes kashrus is good enough. Why do I need raiv by dinei nefashos? Because dinei nefashos needs drisha v'chakira, and when you need drisha v'chakira, you have a stira in the two chakiras. So we go past the right to say that we'll be yaitzer the halacha of the chakira. But someone doesn't need drisha v'chakira, so then we just go past the chazak of the eidim, and that's good enough. It's true that you still need Shati Yochel Azimah, but you don't need, my understanding is that you don't need to narrow it down to a day. If it's over 2 days, it's also good. You have to be minding them over 2 days if you don't need the Shem Chakir. So narrow it down to 2 days. I think it's true. Yeah.
This would be a very uncommon mistake. Would we still give them the Chesed Kashrus? Let's say one guy says one week, the other guy says another week.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say two Eidim say that Reuven owes Shimon money. One of them says Reuven was wearing a red tie, and one of them says he's wearing a blue tie. So are we going to passel them because of that?
I don't think so. I
don't know. I think what the Sakla is saying is that Eidim that amachish each other on something that's not negeya to the chayvus of mamim doesn't passel them in the chayvus of mamim.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure how to answer that. If one says I was there Monday and one says I was there 2 days later, I think we'd still be marshal. But if they say we were together, one says we were together on Monday, the other one says we were together on Wednesday, we couldn't be marshal. Then there's slicer in the etamedis on the moment.
But so right, I'm not sure how to answer that.
Then we would be mashed in that
way. So then,
indirectly, it's okay. It's like Eid Echad says, this is Chaylev, you trust him. Then someone eats it, he gets Malkus. Even though the Eid Echad is in the Chayyav Malkus. But it doesn't matter. Eid Echad is establishing this, and then you can eat it. Right. This title brings a second teretz, which is a much more happy teretz. The title is in, I'm just gemarring Subi, in Sanhedrin, on Daf. Whatever this Gemara Sanhedrin, I think it's Simchat Beit instead. The Stipel brings from the David Meisharim, which would be the Rav. Brings a great Teretz. What was the Kasha? That's a Chav, so you have to follow. Two Eidim come into Bezin, they say Reuven, let's say, stole $100 from Shimon. One of them says it happened on Monday, and one of them says it happened on the second of the month, the other one says on the third of the month. So our kasha was what? The kasha that we asked, that the tzlach asked, is we should passel them. Why should we passel? Because they're saiser each other. You don't go baser right, right? So Dr. David Meisharim, yes, we do passel. How many of them are passel?
One.
One of them is probably telling the truth. We don't know which one. One of them is passel. One of them is kasha. What happens by dinei mamonis? When you have Eid Echad, yes, the swear. So we have two Eidim. One says second of the month, one says the third of the month. Eid Hakam the Mamanacha arrives. You say one is Pasul, one is Kasher. So now the accused Ganiv, he's going to have to swear that he didn't steal. Fine. Now he comes to swearing. Do we let him swear? When it comes to swearing, that's Dine Isser. If Bezin lets him swear. We can't let him swear because we have two Eidim who say he did steal. And Rive says that they made a Torah Bibura de Yarcha and that they're both kosher. Rive says they're both kosher. So for Dinei Mamon, I can't be Mighty Mama with Rive. But Dinei Isser, could we let this man swear that he didn't steal? No. We have two witnesses that say he did steal. And Rive tells us that the two witnesses are not contradicting each other. For Dinei Isser, we do go Basarai, the Isserim. That means that he can't swear, because if he swears, we have two Eidim that say he's swearing falsely. Because the two Eidim say he did steal. And it's only to be Maitri Mamin in Halcha Mamin Acharai. By Isserim, we do go Basarai. So we can't let him swear, because the Gabi Dinei Isser, We say the two Eidim are kosher. What's the din if someone's chayav shvuah ve'ein yochel lishpat? He pays. So the stipler says, it comes out that why, if you have one witness who says second of the month, and one says the third of the month, on mominus, we trust the witnesses. Why? Because of a quirk in the din. Because, why? Because in dinei mamin, we can't accept them both. We accept one. We don't know which one. We say one of them is saying truth, you have to swear. Once he's mechuyev to swear, now Bezin's hands are tied, they can't let him swear. Because now it's already a shayla of iser, of a shvuah sheker. And legabi a shvuah sheker, we do go basarai. And Rav says that the eidim are kasherim. So mela they can't swear, so they have to pay because of metach she'en yachlish b'mishalim.
If you don't go to the Stipus Teretz,
then we'll say that a ches. Well, we can't say they don't have a ches kashrus. We'll just have to say there's something wrong with the Stipus. If you don't hold the Stipus Teretz, you have to question whether a ches kashrus on mamon is considered mamon. And you have to find some other story why he didn't hold the Stipus. Yeah. Well, we don't say that. When every Eid Echad walks into bed, then we don't assume that he's wrong.
Assuming that the other one's wrong, so you don't know.
But there's no reason to assume that they're both shakranim.
Yeah, but you don't know which one.
Yeah, but we can still say Mamanavshach. We can still say Mamanavshach, whoever's telling the truth. He owes him, he stole. He doesn't assure. I don't think it's possible. Zeba, the Sneha, that's Mama's ill me either. Each one by themselves could say anything.
People want
to him. No, he's assuming that you can. But you can't, because Mamana Shach, you know, it's one thing to say, in Hakamam and Achor, we're not going to passel them as Aedis. I mean, people make mistakes in Ibur the Yarcha. The only thing is that we can't take the Mighty Mami based on that. Right, this is the David Misham's Teretz. It's I think it's a very nice chaim. One thing is it makes a big chiddush in din. You know, until before the David Misham, I assume there's two Eidim come to Bezin. One says it's the second of the month, one says the third of the month. Well, might see Mamet. Because we assume they're saying the same Eidim. With the David Misham, really with Mechayev Shvua. And once he's Chayev Shvua, so then we're already mechayev the moment. It's in Afkamino. Let's say the person died already. Let's say they come and say this, that Reuven stole. And Reuven's dead. So the halacha is that you don't say metach shein yachid from mishalim if someone's dead. Yerushim are pata from mishua. It'd be in Afkamino. If they came and said, hey, this is about Reuven, the Reuven stole, and Reuven was not alive anymore, so then the whole day of Misharim's shtickle tire would fall off. Which he probably holds is true. He's not alive. He's talking about Mimachad. But it's a twist. It's a twist. Died for Sanhedrin. I think Simon Chaf Beis. It's only in the new print. The old print it was. Okay. All right. Let's get back to Yoni Pesach. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Halachik Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. That's how we pass it, right? We don't eat chametz after the fourth hour, and we burn it, and we have enough for it for an hour, and then we burn it. Amalei Ravler of Nachman, name Amar Halacha Kremeya. Maybe they did Shabila like Kremeya. The Sassan Lord and Tana Kava say, what do Kremeya hold? Kremeya held Na Mishnah, Eichlin Kol Chamesh, the start from Mitzilah Shesh. Which means that when you stop eating it, that's when you have to burn it. So we have a mission like that, called Shosh Amutalechol Machol. Whenever you're allowed to eat it yourself, you're allowed to feed it to your animals. This is the mission we're going to have in the beginning of the second parish. So that mission says, like Remeya, Kol Shosh Amutalechol, whenever you yourself can eat a machol, you can have another. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now for the Gemara, Ahi Lav Stamahu. That's not the Stam mission like Remeya. Mission the Kosh Mutter. The Gemara Chaf Aleph asks that the word mutter is extra. Say kol shasha eichel machol. Well, the Gemara there answers that's called Rav Gamliel. Kosher shemuta lechol goes on truma. Gamliel holds that you can eat truma the fifth hour. If so, name amar alach k'rab Gamliel habalei machriya. Let it say that alach is like Rab Gamliel because he's a machriya. You familiar with machriya? When you have three shitas and the middle shita is the compromise shita, so we accept the compromise shita. Why do we accept the compromise shita? Right? Because the compromise shita is sort of right. Let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven says that A and B are both kosher. Levi says A and B are both trei. And Shimon says A is kosher and B is trei. So we're in Pasuk Shimon. The reason is because we have two people saying A is kosher. Reuven and Shimon both agree that A is kosher. Reuven said A and B are kosher. Shimon said A is kosher, B is trei. So we have two out of three saying that A is kosher. But Gabi B being trei, we have two out of three saying B is trei. So Shimon said B is trei. And Levi said that A and B are both trei. Follow? That's why Pasuk like a machriya, because a machriya, it's not just because we like compromise. No one likes compromise. Compromise is not always true. But here, it creates a right, it creates halchanach a right, when you have three shittas. That's the reason that we go basa machriya. So Amalei Rab Gamliel lav machriya, tam dinav sheka amar. So the Gemara answers, Rab Gamliel is not a machriya. Tam dinav sheka amar. This is a chiddush. You don't go basa machriya when the other sheet is held that the two things are totally zebizeh. In other words, A, which is Rabbi Yehuda, tell Truma and Chulin have the same din. And the sheet of third sheet, which is Remeya, hold Truma and Chulin have the same din. Rabbi Gamliel on his own came and made a chiluk between Truma and Chulin. So that, Tam de Nafshe Ka'amar, and Tam de Nafshe is different. Machanan says he doesn't understand the Gemara. He buys it in Sarachian. Because the cheshbin should still work out. The svara of machriya should still work out. What do you have here? You have three shitas. What do you want to do with the third hour? Rabbi Yehuda says, you have your Yehuda, Rav Gamliel, and Remeya. Right? So, Rav Gamliel holds, you have Truma and Chol. Truma and Chol. Right? So, Rav Gamliel says that Truma you're allowed to eat, and Chol you're not allowed to eat. The fifth hour. It's all around the fifth hour. Yehuda says you can't eat anything the fifth hour. And Remeya says you can eat everything the fifth hour. Right? So Muhammad says he doesn't understand why shouldn't we go basa machriya. It should still work out. Lagabi eating truma, you have two out of three who say you're allowed to eat truma. And Lagabi eating chulin, you have two out of three who say you can't eat chulin. So, but if the whole spara of machriya is that you have two out of three shitas, So it should work that way. We should pass your life. This is still a machriya. The Al Gemara is telling us a chiddush, which is in Shas. I mean, this is the Gemara. This thing that Gemara is saying is accepted across the board. It's just Rav Chanan says you don't know the svara for it. The Gemara is saying that since Rav Yehuda Remeya didn't say truma and chulin are different, they assume it's all the same. So Rav Gamliel kam dinavshe. He's mechadish a chiluk. So, but we don't have to accept this chiluk. But Rabbi Chanan Bleib Shver, he said the svara of machriya should still work. The Gemara says we don't pass like Rabbi. Only we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. If you buy a same, Rab Domer Ki Aitan. Okay, now we open up a new topic. The topic of Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbes, which happened last year. Doesn't happen that often. Rav is going now. We have to have cup because we're going to get side. The Gemara gets sidetracked into the din of Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbes, and we're also going to get sidetracked into it. I'm going to discuss it. But we have to remember what we're aiming at proving that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So let's learn the din of Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbes. We'll see how we prove it's Rabbi Yehuda, and then we'll discuss the brisa, the time. Arba'asr shcholis b'shabbos mevarnes hakolim lufnei shabbos v'sarfin trumais temeyais tluyais v'tahayras. You burn all your truma, all the chametz truma on Erev Pesach Mishayrin min atahayreis mazn shtei sudais kidei lechol ad dalet shayis. The Rav wasn't even ishbratusa. Right, this is what we did. Anybody remember? We don't have truma, so we don't have to burn the truma. But we all burnt the everything on Erev Pesach, right? When we shayrin and we left over mazn shtei sudais kidei lechol ad dalet shayis. We ate the chavis before the Dalet Shayis on Shabbos. Right, that's why you davened so early, man. What? So Mishaymin at Tahirah, he means if you have Truma Tahirah and you're a Kayin, so leave over Truma Tahirah. Why? Better burn your chulin and eat the Truma Tahirah on Shabbos rather than to burn the Truma Tahirah and eat the chulin. Because Truma you're not supposed to burn if you can avoid it. So this is basically what we did. We'll point out the difference, but let's see. Dibra Abba Lazim Yehudish Bratusa, Shomer Shem Shua. Avru Lai, Tahiris Li Yisrifu. Rechacham said, no, don't burn Tahiris. Shami Yim Tzah Meichli. Maybe someone will come along and eat it on Erev Pesach. Amlan Kvah Bikshu Vlai Matzu. If you didn't find a client to eat it yet, don't leave Chametz around on Shabbos, Erev Pesach. Don't assume you'll find it. Amru Lai, maybe there are people outside the city and they're going to come in. He said, "I'm going to handle it. If you're going to say Shema, Yisrafu, Shema Yavi Eliyahu Yitaro. Maybe Eliyahu Navi will come, and it'll be Mitaro Taluya is Suffic Truma. I'm like if I'm Muftach Lenli Yisrael Shein Eliyahu Ba Loi Ba'arve Shabbosis Loi Ba'arve Yavin Tayvim and Nehatayrach. Tell him." Eliyahu Navi is not going to come here on Shabbos and Erev Yantif because it creates a big tircha preparing for Shabbos. It's hectic enough as it is. Who has time to tell Eliyahu Navi? That's what it sounds like. Very funny. So Hashem doesn't want that Shabbos and Yantif should be diminished. So Eliyahu Navi is not going to come. Everyone's busy preparing. Amru, it doesn't. Shama Shekhova Allah HaKarav Lazam in Yehudish Batusa Shama Shemir Shua. That's why we know he's not going to. So we're going to discuss this. So why is this brought into our Gemara? My lava filu lecha. He said you could eat ad shah dalid. So we see we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rav's makar that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a papa b'shvei the rava. Lois bavar. It's no right. But let's discuss the answer. Right. Right. There's two things we have to discuss. First, this business with Eliyahu Navi can't come here Shabbos and Erev Yantif. Yeah. Which question?
The
Chutz L'Chaima. Oh, so he's answering the question. He's saying, your Chaysh is someone's Chutz L'Chaima. We're not Chaysh for far-fetched things. Because if so, we should be Chaysh that Eliyahu and Avi will come. So he answered him. There's a reason. You're right. So he didn't answer him, why we're not Chaysh for Chutz L'Chaima. So the answer is that you're right. He didn't answer. In the questions, he lost. That's true. But the reason is because what he meant to say, Shemuchat L'chaim, he says, Rabbi Dishpratusa, Rabbi Lazar ben Yehuda says, that we're not chayshish Eliyahu because it's a chashash rachik. The same thing, Chutz L'chaim, we're not chayshish because it's a chashash rachik. It's true that Chachamim answered him. But he himself still holds that we're not chayshish for Rabbi the chashash. Okay? Well, it can't be less than Rabbi Yehuda. This is the biggest mashmir. So we assume it means until the end of Dal Shai. What? The Gemara, the cloud is, you can fit it into one of the sheets, you know, create it. First of all, because he's going to answer our Gemara. When Eliyahu can't come Erev Pesach is Shabbos, he can't come Friday because that's Erev Shabbos, he can't come Shabbos because that's Erev Yom Tov. So in Achayshi Eliyahu will come and be mashed at the Taharis, the Tluyais. That's why we burned the Tluyais.
No,
Rashi is just explaining how it fits the Tazama. The Rasha asks the Kasha here that why does Eliyahu come Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov? Because everyone's busy preparing. He says that's very good if Erev Yom Tov is a weekday. What's our Gemara talking about? Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov. Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, you're not preparing for Yom Tov. You prepared already from before. Right? When you came, Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, Pesach was Sunday, and Shabbos was Shabbos. So why can Eliyahu come on that Erev Yom Tov if Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos? If Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos, you're not busy preparing. So Eliyahu maybe should be able to come on that day. The Gemara says that we're not afraid Eliyahu will come on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, and be Machshir the Truma, which is Tluya, because Eliyahu can't come Erev Yom Tov. But if Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos, so there's no Tirith, so why can Eliyahu come?
He won't come Erev Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos, he won't come in the Ne'at Tirith. I understand. Okay. But we should still be Chayshish that on Shabbos morning, he'll come, be Machshir the Tluyais. So we shouldn't be allowed to burn the Tluyais because maybe Eliyahu will come and be Machshir them. What? On Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, there's no Tirith, you're not busy preparing. What? Alright, so that's a big Tirith like Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Much smaller Tirith.
The next day is
Shabbos,
that's what you're talking about.
What? Exactly.
We still
get the Shabbos. Why? This Ishbat Tosa is asking a Kasha Nechacham. According to you, that you save the Taharis on Erev Shabbos, because maybe you'll find someone to eat it, so you should save Tuluyais also. Maybe Eliyahu will be Machshir. You'll be able to have someone eat it. Maybe you'll come in the morning. Come in the morning, you'll eat it. But that's the Gemara's cash. Oh my God. The Gemara answered. The Gemara answered he can't come. Why can't he come? What? The what? In the halachas of Shabbos, you can pass the Shabbos. Masha says that there's a mandiyamer in Erevin that Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos either. So Eliyahu Navi has a tchum problem. So Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos, so it's a suffix in the Gemara. Yesh tchum in Mamay Lami Asara. Eliyahu comes from high up, so it's a suffix if Yesh tchum in Mamay Lami Asara. So it's a suffix if Eliyahu could come. He says, on the side, he can't come on Shabbos, it's good.
He's coming at physical form.
What?
He's coming at physical
form. That's right.
He is? So
there's a problem with Eliyahu can't have a foot on Shabbos. There's a true Nechsam Sefer. He asks, if Eliyahu can't come, why do we do a kisu Eliyahu by a bris on Shabbos? We do a kisu Eliyahu by a bris. Gemara says Eliyahu can't come on Shabbos, so really by a bris it's even worse, because by a bris, there's a bris in Israel and a bris in the United States, so we put a kisu Eliyahu in both places. So, what? It's never a problem, he gets around, there's no spoon problem. Shabbos is a spoon problem. The Sosaita says that there's two types of Gili Eliyahu. Gili Eliyahu when he comes in a Malach form. So Malachim, there's no Tchumei Shabbos for a Malach. So on the Brisin, he comes in the form of a Malach. So there's no problem coming to the Bris. But Eliyahu coming then will be in a physical form, because Eliyahu is going to have to be able to paskin. And Malachim can't paskin. That's why Eliyahu Lameis come back when he comes back in a physical form. That's where there's a problem of.
Maybe a bris, he knows beforehand.
Yeah. Special prepare for a bris on Shabbos, you know.
But you know,
Mashiach
comes,
he finds out
right away.
You make Erev Tchumen, you mean? Yeah. You can't make Erev Tchumen to get more than even with Erev Tchumen, you can't get more than 4,000. You can't come Erev Shabbos. Alright, and anyway, the tzlach answers the Marshad Kasha. With some that's a chiddush halacha l'maisa. Tzlach says, what are we talking here about? Truma tluya. Truma, which is suffix truma. And we're saying, Eliyahu Navi, Erev Shabbos, he can't come. But maybe he'll come on Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov. So the tzlach says, even if Eliyahu comes Shabbos morning, and you have Suffolk Truma in your house, and when Yom Navi comes Shabbos morning, and he says Mashiach is coming, and you ask him, by the way, what's the deal with this Truma in my house? He says it's tar. You're going to be mukta the whole Shabbos, because Nigud is Gatzoi Bein Hashmashes is Gatzoi L'Kuli Ayma. When Shabbos started, the first minute of Shabbos, this Truma was Tuluya, was Suffolk Truma. Suffolk Truma is Mukta. Truma Tmei is Mukta on Shabbos. Suffolk Truma Tmei is also Mukta. So even if Eliyahu will come on Shabbos, being that Bein HaShemashis, this Truma was Suffolk Truma, it was Truma Tuluya, which is Mukta. It is this Gatzoi L'Kula Yayma. The halacha is anything that's Mukta Bein HaShemashis is Mukta the whole day. And Memela Eliyahu coming on Shabbos is not going to help you. He has to come Erev. Once Shabbos started, it's going to be Mukta the whole day, and it's going to be too late.
Oh, yeah,
why
don't
you
any Shabbos, any time Eliyahu comes on Shabbos, whatever is Mukta Bein HaShemashis is Mukta the whole day. The truth is, you're right. This Tzlach is saying a Chiddush. There's a question if Mukta Betos is a Mukta. So that's Mukta Betos. Is that Mukta? Let's say you have something in your house which you think the halacha is its Mukta. Okay, you have in your house, you have a hammer. You assume a hammer is Mukta. It is Mukta, right? But you're allowed to use a hammer to crack nuts, but you don't know that difference. So Bein HaShemashis, in your mind, this hammer is totally mukta. Shabbos, someone tells you, you know, you made a mistake in halacha. The hammer is not mukta to crack nuts. Oh, wonderful. Do we say it's a skatzoi Bein HaShemashis, skatzoi l'kuli yayma?
It's totally the subject of Bein HaShemashis.
Perhaps. Right. But it, you see,
nobody
could be. You see, by a suffix, right, you see, in my case, it's a toss, a total with Amarasa Shatos. When Eliyahu is coming, we assume it's a real suffix of some sort. So maybe this plach holds that a toss, which is Amarasa, doesn't make it mukta. But a suffix, which is like a Vade suffix, maybe that's a plach. But he's saying, like Rav Shimon, yeah.
Why don't you just have a you can't add to everyone's child?
I can't answer that. How's Eliyahu going to answer everybody's questions within 2-3 hours?
Well, that's
the
truth. Also,
Yes. When we say that there's no Eishus B'Migdash, it's only in the Beis HaMigdash, it's not in the Old City. And what? No, to my knowledge, not. There's a machlokes if Ein Shavuos B'Migdash is an absolute thing that you have no drabbanos in the Migdash, or it only applies to those Shavuos and drabbanos away. That's machlokes Tosfos and Erevim. But I'm not aware of any of them. Is it about the bris? I remember it.
No issue.
Perhaps. Not sure. Okay. The main sugya here is a different thing. What do you do Erev Pesach is B'Shabbos? What do you do about Suda Shlishis and Erev Pesach that's Shabbos? What do you do about the third Suda? What did you do? Everyone remember what you did? Right. So when you learned this, everybody had a kasha. Didn't everybody have a kasha? What you all did is not like this Gemara. Except that when you learn Gemara, you don't think about Lamaisa. Right? This Gemara that has a relationship to Halacha Lamaisa. This is what we do. So this is what you do. Sarfin, everything Arab Shabbos. That we did. Mushayim minatayris, mazr shtei sudis, kidei lechel adal shayis. Isn't this fair with the way we behave? No. How many sudis did you put away for Shabbos, Arab Pesach? How many bokul did you put away? For Shabbos. Didn't everyone put away for Shabbos sudis? Isn't it not like this Gemara?
Yeah, basically,
we're just
told that
you're
supposed to eat
fruit. So that means what we did is wrong. It's not done Shemot the Gemara.
I guess
when do you eat three meals on Shabbos? Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha. Why does Shalosh do this? Evening, morning, and afternoon. The Erev Pesach, Asalachum, and Mincha Lamayim. So that means Rashi's saying that you leave only the night meal and the morning meal, and not the Mincha meal. Well, what is the Tait Shtei Sudas? Two meals, one at night and one by day.
They're not saying that you shouldn't split the meals.
So first let me say, Yeshua here asks, what's the chiddush of this b'risa? Every Pesach is during the week. You also, you burn it Erev Pesach. You burn it Erev Pesach. You burn it Erev Pesach. You do Bedikah and you leave over two meals after Bedikah. Right, you burn it Erev Pesach. But you also, every time you do Bedikah, you can leave over two meals. One meal for after you finish Bedikah and one meal for the morning. What's the chiddush? You leave over Mazar Shtei Sudas. Of course you leave over Mazar Shtei Sudas. You leave over Mazar Shtei Sudas, one for the night, one for the next day. Isn't that every Erev Pesach? You do Bedikah. Now, we don't like to leave chametz in our house, so we don't really, most of us don't leave chametz. But you're allowed to leave chametz, one for the night, one for the day. It's not a special Erev Shabbos.
But here it's not saying even it's not chiddush to leave any
more. You
can't even burn it.
What the Yeshua says is that the chiddush here is that you're potter from Shulah Sudas Shlishis. The chiddush of this brisa is that you don't have to eat three sudas. You're not mechuyev to eat shalosh sudas. That's the chiddush of this brisa. And the Meiri says at the Feirish that there's no takana of shalosh sudas on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, and there's a p'tur, there's no din gemal sudas. That's the shita of the Yeshua and the Meiri. That's what they say. In halacha, it's a good diak. They show you that too. The diak Rashi's lashon is very sure. Look at Rashi. Mazar Shtei Sudas. If I asked you, why don't you leave a roll for the afternoon? What would you answer? It's not allowed to eat the chametz. If I asked you, why don't you leave a roll for Erev Shabbos in the afternoon when it's Shabbos Erev Pesach? You know, you chametz shah Erev Pesach afternoon. That's not what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. The Erev Pesach asa lecho min ha-mincha ulamayla. What does that mean? Not eat any suda after mincha. That's the reason you only chametz min ha-mincha ulamayla. From dalet shayis. If you have to dalet shayis, you can't leave chametz.
Please go
to Rashi. Rashi says that Rashi means to say that you're potter from shah sudas. Because even matzah you can't eat min ha-mincha l'mayla. You can't eat anything min ha-mincha l'mayla. Matzah you can't eat even min ha-mincha l'mayla. Because it's a problem with you're not supposed to be, you should eat l'tei oven at night. We don't eat min ha-mincha l'mayla. So you say you can't even eat matzah. Min ha-mincha l'mayla means you can't eat anything. That's why you're part of from Gimel Sudas. That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. What we do, says in the Magen Avraham, splitting the meal is something that we do. It comes from the Magen Avraham, from Kaplan David. He says split the meal. Really, in the Ramah says you should be yaitzes sudas shlishis with fruits and meat and fish. That's what it says in the Ramah. The Magen Avraham says split the meal. But the Magen Avraham himself writes that there's really a machlekes every Shabbos. Does the third suda have to be eaten min ha-mincha l'mayla? Machlekes Rishayim. If you have to eat every Shabbos, are you allowed to split your Shachris meal into two? So the Ramah holds no, and Rashi holds no. The third suda must be eaten after mincha. M'meila, according to them, you have to eat fruits. Magen Avraham says split the meal. To be chayshish, but those Rishayim who hold that you're allowed to eat both meals in the morning.
machlekes rishayim. So to be chayshish for those sheetis that hold you can eat two meals in the morning, he says split the meal. But Rashi holds, and the Ramah say no. Shoshudis, the third suda must be minamin chalamayim. So they hold splitting the meal doesn't work. So we're doing it to be yaitz to those rishayim.
But
why we don't do it every week? Like those rishayim, maybe you should do it every week. But why? Why do it? Who has the yaitz to split the meal? Like it's not something you want to do. But you could, of course, those rishayim. You could. Just nobody's interested. Everyone's mad at each other. No, rishayim, you can do it any time. Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. In place of Shem, we have a shirt to do it every week. Well, it'd be chayshish l'chumra. So it comes like this: those rishayim will hold suda shlishis must be the afternoon. So the kasha is, it still doesn't fit. The lashon of the Gemara still doesn't fit with the Magen Avraham. Somebody should ask the kasha. I didn't find anybody who asked it. But it's pathetic shver. The lashon is going to leave over the two meals. According to the Magen Avraham, those rishayim. If Mogavam is talking like the Gemara states we need. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking to maybe you could answer that Lamaisa, those of us who split the meal, right? We woke up at 6 o'clock, we got to shul 6:30, we finished davening by 7 o'clock, most people, right? So by 8:30, we ran home, yay. Did you leave over? You said, oh, I see two meals, I'll eat twice as much food. I think most people didn't eat twice as much food. Most people left one meal worth of food, and they ate something. They ate the challah and the fish, and they benched, went for a walk, and then they washed again. They ate the challah and the main course, which is fine. But it could be that the lashon of the Gemara, you leave over mazon shtei sudas, means you leave over the amount of bread you normally eat one night meal or one day meal. All right, the day meal you split. A normal meal people eat a few pieces of bread, so you split whatever you normally eat. You split the day meal. Could be that that would be a territory. You leave over Mazur Shtei Sudas, I don't have a better territory. You know, it's not the greatest territory. I don't have another territory. Someone has a territory, so I appreciate it. Yes, in the afternoon. Not eating? Oh, because you're allowed to eat Paris in the afternoon. Anything besides, as a matter of fact, the halacha is you're allowed to eat cooked mezainis. Also, cooked tekneglach. People are not makan on gebrach because they're allowed to eat tekneglach in the Erev Pesach in the afternoon. It's like a third eitzah had to be eitzah on gebrach. What? You don't have matzah. Cooked matzah. Only
that's
it. So the mechaber. Because the fourth thing, how many eitzes do we have? You can split the meal, you can hold your potter, eat fruits, you can eat knedlach, you can eat cooked. The mechabek, the eitzes says to be eitzes with matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is matzah that's made with fruit juice, as opposed to water. Ashkenazim have a minute, we don't eat matzah ashira, or chayshish matzah ashira is common. But Sfaradim, most Sfaradim also are makan on matzah ashira. But there are some Sfaradim who are Yosef, well, if you're allowed to eat matzah ashira, he says he eats suda shlishis with egg mass. We call it egg mass. In the afternoon. What? So you eat only a small amount of it. Regular matzah you don't eat because the town matzah. We don't eat the whole Erev Pesach. What? They're two things. One is Kabbalah with something that's come out of Nalari, which is Lashi Nalari, not Erev Pesach. And there's another thing of not eating Kabbalah. Or Kabbalah Mazayim. But you can eat a Kazayim of Mazayim if you have to eat a Sudah. So that's an Eitzah to use. What's the downside of using egg matches? The downside of egg matches is that egg matches are Mazayim. How do you get a Mazayim on it? Many people were nervous in the house to have challahs. They used egg masses. Reminds me of the Tshuva writes that not for the afternoon, we're masses, but for the morning suda, some people used egg masses. Not so pressure, because egg masses is really mezayim. What's the heter? So Mike says the heter is you're being kaveh suda on it. That's a good heter. You're kaveh suda on egg masses. You make a mitzvah. But let me no the morning. I'm saying the morning. I just had a ha'ara that I mentioned in shul. Some people were nervous. They didn't want to have chametz in the house Erev Pesach. Really, the wives were more nervous than them. Right? They want chametz in the house. Period. They used egg matzahs. Fine. Ramesses, you can use egg matzah. Why do you make a mezainis? Why do you make a maizi? You can make a suda on it. My ha'ara is this. I understand it. Because they have suda on egg matzah, you make a maizi. But what did these people do? They washed. They ate the egg matzah. They cleaned off the table, threw away the bags, no more egg matzah, and then they brought all the other food. So that's called you convey a suda on egg matzah. They just washed the egg. We're chayshish, ashkenazim ha-chayshish, that egg matzah might be chametz. We treat it like chametz. We flush the crumbs away. It's not as chametz as chametz. Chametz is courage, and egg matzah is a chash chametz. So people use it. So I just have a bit of a problem. How do you reconcile the way we do it with calling a kaveya? So I'll tell you what they answer. Those who have this meaning answer that Shabbos is kaveya. The chashivas of Shabbos is kaveya. This is a chashivas. I have a problem with that too. If you hold the chashivas of Shabbos is kaveya, then any time during the year you take a snack of the zaynus. Why don't you make a mitzvah? Shabbos is kaveya. So kaveya, that's what they must be. They all that if you kaveya to be one of the sudas, then it has a chashiva. Huh? And many people are made this way, and I have no problem. It's just a horror on that mimic. What? If you eat enough of it, yeah. You're right. So how much do people eat? 3 or 4 bay? And they don't eat. All right,
fine.
Okay. So we have 5 aces. There's a 6th aces. So what are 5 aces? Either all get potter, like Rashi, maybe, or you split the meal, which is what most people do, or you eat your fruit, which is the Ramah, or Pneiglach, or which only works the Yom Kippur, or Matashir, which is the Beit Yais. The Magen Avraham brings the Shema that you could be Yaitzis the 3rd meal with learning. So I need a learning. Eating 3 meals is all Tzaynik Shabbos. So you learn. Yes, with the Einik of learning.
No,
the truth is, it's a what?
No,
he says the 3rd meal. Yes, it was learning. Well, one day learning. I don't know. The truth is, it's a Pella. Dr. Shulchan says it's a Pella. How you answer with learning? Yes, with learning. So he says the Pshat in the Shema is that the Etzem your potter from Shad the Din Shal is through this. They were outside of your mind. At any rate, these are 5 or 6 sheets about what you do at Pesach. The Magadavon brings both. He brings in one Magadavon to split the meal, another Magadavon to be actually. No, he only said it here. Okay.